Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Mettendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Westonbrook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, My Firearms ETS, and Holland's Original Gun and Knife Show, February 15, 2014, from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Holland Civic Center. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments, 395-1450. I'm Tom Mettendorf, and Tim from Powderhorn Guns and Archery is here with me this morning, and we're talking about ice fishing. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 395-1450. How are you this morning, Tim?
Great, Tom. How about you?
Pretty good, if my headset would work.
Yeah, mine's, I hear it in one ear.
Oh, there we go. Now mine's working.
Yeah, I got one ear.
I think it's my
there head. We go. Plugged mine in, and now we're working.
You just have it all the way plugged in.
You guys just learned something new. You have to plug the headphones in.
It's crazy
to hear it in your ears.
You know, Chris, we expected you to have everything ready and plugged in and mic checked and everything.
I am the technical aficionado in this room, so I should have had
wow.
that ready.
This is true. Well, why did you leave us hanging?
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is. He watches me, crawl around, climb around.
It's kind of like when I'm waving my fingers in front of the weather when he's trying to tell the weather.
Yeah.
He's got it memorized.
Yep.
That's the difference.
Yep. One of these days we'll throw him off, though.
Oh, golly. What about this weather?
Yeah.
What the heck?
You know, some of it I'm happy with because some of the driveways I plow, I need some of that snow to go away, so I got a place to put the snow when I plow them. But,
yeah, but later tonight, you're just going to have ice.
It's just going to be solid ice. That's it.
Now you can't even stack it anymore.
I know.
You got to push it up against it.
Yep. No, it's, fun. You know, it's, you go from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
And
we're in Michigan, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, you know, we were out plowing quite a bit with all that snow coming down, and I was thinking, hey, this is great. This is kind of neat.
Pennies from heaven.
Yep. And just loving it. And everybody's, you know, oh, my gosh, is it ever going to stop? I can't believe it's this way. Buddy put it out right. He says, listen, it's still Michigan. We got lucky the last bunch of years, but it's still Michigan.
Yeah.
And I loved it. It was great.
Well, I remember, you know, they say this 20 years since we had this cold. I remember that 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The cold.
Well.
Because we were plowing.
Aging yourself, yeah. That's fine.
No, that's okay. I can do that. We were plowing.
Yeah.
I had a plow business at the time. And wow.
Mm-hmm.
It brought back memories. Only difference was I didn't have a plow on the truck, so I had a shovel in my hand.
Ooh. So you had a shoveling business.
Just for my own driveway.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's crazy. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard somebody say that, was that the winter of 78?
Well, it was the 77, 78, and the 78, 79.
They were all bad?
Yeah.
I was told.
I don't know about bad. At that point in time, I got to stay at school off for quite a while.
Well, that's fun. That's always good. Hey, wait a minute. You still get school off now. But somebody has mentioned to me that we're already ahead of the 78 year to date of the 78 storm.
Oh, I don't know.
With the amount fallen.
Technical aficionado.
Check that out.
Let's find out.
I heard 2-3 people say that when we were.
Well, my wife came home and said they were talking at work that last year, this was last week, last year this time, there were 9 inches of snow, and this year this time was 49 inches of snow.
Oh, wow. That's a difference.
That's a bit of snow. That's a bit of snow.
Hey, it's just beautiful out there, though.
I like it.
I do, too.
And that's why we're in Michigan.
Yeah, I love the snow. Love it.
If it's going to be cold, we need snow.
Yeah.
Cold with no snow is no fun.
You know, though, blowing negative 20-something, that's not necessarily the most fun.
Put the right gear on.
Yeah, well, that means I got to take time and do that.
I might age myself, but you're showing your true colors there.
I'm not saying I'm not manly. I'm just smart. If I can have the snow and, you know, 18 degrees, I'll do that. No, it was definitely cold. Real, real cold. Yeah. But beautiful. And we were watching on Facebook, and my wife said, you got to watch this. And one of her friends was on Facebook, went outside and had a boiling pot of water, threw it up in the air and to see what that actually did.
Uh-huh.
And I said, that's not right. That did not happen. So we put that to the test. And there I just picture this, me sitting with my boiling pot of water outside, the kids out in the, you know, standing in the front window looking at me, and my wife's yelling, "Don't do it." And I said, "Why's that?" And I, "Oh, wait, the wind's blowing right back at me."
That's a good thing you mentioned that, because I did hear
lots of people.
People that had thrown it up so it would land on them as icicles.
Well, not necessarily.
And land on them as burning water.
Water.
They were burning themselves. That's just crazy.
Yep. So I turned around, threw it up in the air, and it did it. It just became icicles and vapor.
Kind of cool, isn't it?
Oh, it's awesome.
Very cool.
In fact, I did it twice. But that was really neat.
All right, I've got snow totals here. The winter of 78-79 total was for the winter 355.9 inches.
Oh.
And so far through December, they don't have January totals yet, so that doesn't include the storm we just had, but we're only at 87, so we are not
really.
We're not even close to what we had last year. We had 225 for the whole winter last year. Granted, it's only January.
Well, yeah,
11th,
we're only, you know, winter started about this time last year.
Just quit your crying.
Hey, I'm wanting it. I want to beat the storm of 78 because then our lakes will come up too.
You just want to beat the storm of 78 because you don't know what it was like.
I was just 3 years behind. It's because you were driving by then, old timer. I'll tell you what.
Driving my bicycle.
Yeah.
During those winters, the banks were really high right by our house, and we set up the gauntlet, and we'd take our bicycles, and you had to pedal on the ice. You had to pedal between the banks while the kids on the top of the banks were throwing snowballs at you.
Oh, yeah.
Was that one of those bikes with the really big wheel in the front and the small one in the back?
No.
No, what were steam engines like?
Yeah, what were steam engines like?
We did have them with
what do they call
banana
those?
Seats.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. His first one was a unicycle.
Well, that's because I broke
it. Was Henry Ford a good guy? Tell us about it.
What was it like when you switched from horses to cars?
Guys, come on. All the people that know me that are older than me are going, he's
wait
not
a minute.
Old enough
yeah,
that.
that's not okay.
And they're thinking, you guys are really young.
Yeah. And handsome. I just should throw that out there.
Yeah, you always throw that out.
We're good looking.
I look good.
Oh.
I just wonder, with this back and forth, what's going to happen with how the ice shapes up, so to speak. And I think we'll talk about that in just a minute. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Westonbrook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Westonbrook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Genesis store, check them out on your computer at westonbrookmower.com, or call them at 616-396-5733. The lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001, and Holland's Original Gun and Knife Show. It's an opportunity for sportsmen and sportswomen from West Michigan area to network, buy, sell, trade their hunting, fishing, shooting, and outdoor equipment with other like-minded people. For the 26th year, this is the 26th year, over 108 display tables of outdoor merchandise for sale from dealers and private collectors. Boy, I'll tell you, you can find some amazingly good deals every year at the Holland's Original Gun and Knife Show. It's at the Holland Civic Center from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on February 15th, 2014. I'm going to be there. I hope to see you there. Remember, if we don't support community activities like this one, they may disappear. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. What do you think of that, Timmy?
I agree.
26th year.
Yeah.
Woo. It's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Pretty awesome. Yep. I bought my very first gun there.
Did you really?
Yeah. My own, you know, that I bought, not one of my dad.
That's when you used to have to load them from the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, flintlock, you know, yeah, you pour the powder inside.
26 years, come on. Unbelievable. You know, I think back about that, it was like the first time that the gun show was happening.
Yeah.
It used to be twice a year, actually. There was a fall and a winter.
Oh, really?
Time, yeah. And there was times where it ran Saturday and Sunday. You know, I can't remember all the years what happened, but times that it was Saturday and Sunday. And then it was just Sunday, and that didn't go over big. So then doing just Saturday works out quite well. There's a lot of people there, and I understand when people say, oh, I don't like it because it's so packed. It's really not that bad. You know, there's a lot of people there, but you work through there. The Civic Center is a perfect size.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And you work through there. You can get lunch there. All kinds of cool stuff.
And guess what? It's like-minded, kind people. So even if it is packed, it's no one's pushing and shoving and stealing. It's all like-minded people that are there for just to see some great items. So.
They don't try to beat you to the best deal.
No.
Nope.
I mean, the guys that are looking for really good deals, they want to hit them first. They're going to be there early, waiting at the door to get in. The doors open, of course, at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So, yep. And you can wait in line.
Yep.
Hopefully it's not 30 below wind chill. But on a day like that, it makes it a good time to be inside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember last year it snowed pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
On that day.
Yeah.
Was the turnout still good?
Oh, yeah.
The
turnout was excellent.
Everyone just got to bring their four-wheel drives. They were happy.
You got it.
They're happy as could be. It was pretty neat. The snow was, wasn't a lot of wind. So
no, but it was that great big fluffy flakes.
Fluffy stuff. Yep. It was pretty sweet.
I remember that.
But, yeah.
They got good food there, too.
Yeah, they do.
I had to steal money from you. I shouldn't have said that because I still owe you. Dang it. And the 1 year mark is when you don't got to pay back, right? If they forget for a full year?
Well, you know, I'm recording this to podcast it, so we just recorded that for eternity.
Oh, so, darn it.
Forever, buddy.
No I did it.
There's no escaping it now.
I guess I get free breakfast this morning.
There you go.
Yeah, I think you do.
Anyhow.
And I do, too. We'll make Ray pick it up on the way in.
Hey, there we go.
There we go. Ray, pick it up.
Ray, get the, I'll take one of those. I'm not supposed to have them, but I'll take a sausage McMuffin with egg, Ray.
Yeah. The text is coming through.
Uh-oh. Anyhow.
Excuse me. Ice.
When ice thaws, like, you know, from what's happening, the rain coming down, it's going to get wet and sloppy on top, right?
Yep.
And then we're going to get some snow flurries again as it freezes.
Yep.
Well, that gives us kind of like a fake middle section to the ice, doesn't it? Because won't it freeze again later solid on top? So you walk on top, you could have like a 2 or 3 inch area. You run your auger in there, it cuts through, and all of a sudden it just like cuts really fast.
Yep.
And it's like slush coming up through there. Yeah. But then you hit ice again.
Yep. You know, I've seen it a lot, too, especially after something like this. Seems like we always have that thaw in January, and you'll be walking across the ice, and you'll fall, you know, 3-4 inches through and think, uh-oh.
You think
and
you're going down.
Then you'll hit that solid ice, that good ice underneath it.
Yeah.
And for me, that's not the best. I'm a little bit of a big guy, you know. I don't. When I get going and this body gets moving, it's a done deal. But
it gets a little scary.
You know, and I'm not sure of actual ice totals on lakes or whatnot. I had a rumor yesterday somebody was on Lake Mack and that there was, you know, 6 to 8 inches of good ice.
6 to 8 inches of good ice on Mack
is awesome.
Is moving water.
Yep.
That's pretty darn good.
Now, that's just what people were saying when they were coming in yesterday. If anybody knows, you know, roughly how much are on some of the local areas down south or up here, give us a call real quick. 395-1450. Let us know so people know. Anybody possibly on the ice already today, let us know what it looks like, if it's pretty bad. I know I almost fell in my driveway because any of the snow that was left there is solid ice now.
Well, I got a little arc to my driveway
to
the side. I started the truck up, and I put her in gear, and I slid right over against by the pine tree.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
So I stopped, put in four-wheel drive. Slowly came out, knocked over one of my little posts, of course, that marked the driveway.
Yep.
But it made me a little nervous that I was going to sit there and spin and slide off to the side, because then it goes to a hill.
Oh, yeah. Then you're down.
I thought, uh-oh, this ain't so good.
Yeah.
And I was hoping the roads weren't slick. And the roads are not slick right now. But
there's
ice patches.
Yeah.
Got to be careful of those ice patches. Yep.
I think the temperature's dropping around 3 o'clock, getting down below that freeze.
I think so. Dropping?
Throughout the afternoon, we don't have an exact time, but it will be falling throughout the afternoon with a low of 27 tonight. So we're certainly going to pass that freezing mark at some point.
Yeah.
Huh.
Trust me, 3 o'clock, Chris.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
If not, you owe me breakfast next week.
I'm losing breakfast left and right.
It's recorded forever.
Oh, for eternity.
Tim said 3 o'clock. If it's not 3 o'clock, everybody call into the station. No, call the store.
Call the store. Yeah, call the station. I need to talk to that Tim guy.
Here, I'll give you a cell phone number. Anyhow, the roads can get slick and everything when this freeze and thaw and refreeze and everything else. But it can also get dangerous on the ice.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful of that when you go out to ice fish, especially when we have a thaw that doesn't get rid of the ice and then it makes new ice.
Yeah.
Got to be careful of where you're going, what you're doing. So just take it easy when you head out on the ice to catch the fish. Now, have there been reports of what people have been catching?
I have heard mixed reports around. Now, our store is only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the winter hours.
Okay.
So I'm not hearing as much as I used to years ago.
Right.
But I've heard great reports coming off Lake Mack of bluegill and perch and some good perch. That I would say the gills, not quite limits, and the perch, they're getting some of the jumbos or the big yellows, and that those are coming out from OBI and right around there, but that over by Collins Park and whatnot, that's where the bluegills are coming.
Okay.
But I've also heard down south I had two guys come in that were fishing down by Hutchins Lake and didn't do so well. I guess nobody's in the channel anymore. Everybody's out in the lake. And that they spent 4 or 5 hours down there and nobody was catching anything.
Really?
There is a couple of the little lakes down past that have been pretty good.
Okay.
But surprisingly, I haven't heard anything about Swan yet. Swan Lake usually seems to be one of your first ones and one of your best ones.
I usually hear about Swan, and now you say it, I haven't heard about Swan.
Haven't heard a thing.
Huh.
But north of us.
It didn't, run dry or something, did it?
Let's hope not. But I do know up north of us is pretty well. I've heard good reports coming off Hamlin Lake up in Ludington for gills in the shallower, 8 to 10 foot of water.
Yep.
And I did hear that the fish being caught, I think on Mac, the perch were in 15 foot right off that break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't remember who it was. Don't remember how many guides they went with, but somebody said, yeah, I went ice fishing for the other day, and he went with a group, and I don't remember what it was, but he said they caught 90 fish.
Wow.
And I'm racking my brain here trying to think where they went.
Yeah.
But I can't remember where
they went. They probably didn't tell you with 90 fish.
I can't remember where he went. But I think it was his, first time some guys took him with, and he had some fun. I don't remember if it was one of my students that told me that or if it was somebody else, but they caught 90 fish in a matter of a few hours with their group.
Yep. I do know friends of mine that have been fishing little, private ponds around here and whatnot, around their condo associations or whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Those fish are real active. They're catching a lot of those.
Real active?
Real active. Wow. They're really biting.
I remember a time when I looked at the fish with a camera, underwater camera,
yep.
And they weren't so active. But I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville has what you need. They've got you covered for all your hunting needs. Stop into the Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville for a complete list of products and services. Check them out online at fcelevator.com. Lines are open. Give us a call if you need 5-1450. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery for all your arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up and sink, God bless America hunting and fishing needs. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We're back, ready to answer your questions right here on the Outdoor Show. Did you bring his mic down a little bit?
I did. I didn't want to desecrate Stars and Stripes with your poor whistling.
That was pure American. That was American whistling. Did you hear it go away when I was whistling?
Yeah.
Enjoying it, having fun?
I'm listening. I see his hand move, and then your whistling tones out.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I see him looking at me going like this.
Anyway.
That's fine. I'll pout about it later. What time? Now, Chris, what time was it that freezing was going to start?
Well, the National Weather Service and everybody else says that it's going to come later. But you say 3 o'clock, so that's what I reported.
Oh.
So that might be...
Actually, I'm going to defend him on this one. If you go back to what he said, I think what he said, the temperature is going to start falling at 3 o'clock.
Right. Now, I really did say freezing was going to be around 3 o'clock.
I was trying, okay?
I know, I appreciate it. But I don't want to lie to the listeners either, you know.
The listeners? You mean the callers?
The callers.
Because they're blowing up your phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need to stop saying things because I've got text messages coming in.
That's the young terminology, blowing up the phone. For people like me, the phone didn't actually explode, but it's got text, a whole bunch of them. He keeps looking at his phone because everybody wants to...
tell me I'm wrong?
Rebuff him?
Yeah. Like my wife even sent me things from the National Weather. 6 o'clock, it's not going to hit 32 till.
Well, and I got to tell you this. I know we're going to talk about fishing somewhere.
Sometime, yep, we will.
He wanted to know. If we get a wind chill, will that help it get down to 32? Well, yeah, for the air, but when will it freeze? Well, the whole idea is the ground is frozen, and it has a temperature below 32. The air might be above 32, but we can still get ice on the ground because of the equalization between the two. Tim was asking valid questions.
Well, I just wanted to make sure, before I start lying.
Anyhow, I mentioned that we used a camera.
Yeah.
We went ice fishing, and we used a camera under the ice. And because of what you said about the fish being active on the small ponds.
Yeah.
And we were actually on Swan, and we went to one of the locations where we would normally go when we're fishing out of the boat. And the fish were there, but the fish weren't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I had picked up, it's not an expensive camera, it's just a cheap underwater camera that has a little monitor, and it was on special. I don't know if it was a lost leader or what, but I got it for $50.
Yeah.
So I said, I got to get one of those things. Just check it out.
Oh, $50, yeah.
So, of course, we played with it. We could watch the dog walk around in the house when it was completely dark. We were, doing that. We figured out how to record onto a camera by plugging into the jacks and so on.
Oh, neat. Underneath. Yeah.
And this was a few years back, but we were just playing around. Anyway, we drilled the holes in the ice, and my buddy had one of those nice fishing shanties that has the
flip. The Hilton,
The flip up in the seats on the thing. And we were out of the wind. The kids were getting kind of sick of it because they were out fishing.
Blowing around, riding on their buckets.
Yeah. I think they drilled enough holes that we could have fallen through.
Yeah, or floated
away.
They
were just out there drilling holes with the auger.
Trying to stay warm.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so then nothing's happening. So my buddy leaves his fishing pole or his fishing line through the hole, and I take the camera and I lower it down my hole, which we got them right near each other.
Yep.
And I lower it down, and you can look, and I can see a fish. Sitting right.
What types of fish?
By his lure, it was a panfish, a crappie or a bluegill, but I couldn't quite tell what it was.
Just Brian,
you see the fish.
Bringing the suspense to the story. Musky.
Musky. Anyhow, it's sitting there, and it's just sitting there. Mike's line is down. His bait is just below the fish. I said, pull it up, just about 3 inches or so. He pulls it up. He gets it up there. Okay, pull it up another 2 inches. He pulls it up. All of a sudden, the fish starts to move toward it. I go, oh, and the fish stops. He says, they're looking at it again. He's just closer to it now. And it's like, what are you doing?
Yep. Yep.
Well, and the fish never ended up doing anything with it. But it was kind of neat to put the camera down there and see what they're doing underneath the water. If they're not hungry or their metabolism has reduced them to the point where they're sitting there in stasis or whatever you call it, they're not doing anything.
Yep.
They're not going to try anything. But when they do bite, they bite slow and soft. So anybody who's going out for their first time, remember that there's a reason for ice fishing poles to have that really flexible little tip on there, and then there's also the little indicators to let you know, so wiggles or a bell to put on there, different things so you know. When you're catching those panfish, they're not going to bite hard and fast.
When I say active, I just mean the bite was on. Not that they were swimming around at 100 miles an hour.
No, I understand that. And I hope everybody else understood that, too.
I'm trying to make this look bad.
If I want to...
Oh, no. I kind of walked myself into that. But, you know, talking about those cameras, that's funny that you said that. I've never done it myself, but I watched video where they would put it on your downrigger ball for salmon fishing.
Yes.
And it was the neatest thing I ever saw. There was about a...
I don't have enough cord to do that this summer.
Right, right. Well, but the cohos, they're up on the surface.
Maybe we can do it.
Bam. Summer. I got the boat. Let's do it.
Let's try it.
Wait. Last time I went fishing with you...
I'm Jonah.
Woo! We almost ended up in Wisconsin or somewhere else. It was terrible. But no, anyways, I was watching the video of it, and about a 10-pound salmon came up behind the bait and literally followed that thing for over 2 hours.
No.
And just was straight behind it. Now, I didn't watch 2 hours. He just said, watch this, and fast-forwarded it. And there was the time, you know.
Yep,
and
just time-lapse there.
It followed it, and he was driving straight. And the second that he turned and that bait started to flutter a little bit because it was the slow side,
uh-huh.
Boom, he hit it. He followed that, waiting for, must have been a crippled look or something, of a crippled bait fish, and he hit it. And he says, I can't tell you how many times fish will follow it for 20, 30 minutes and either not hit it and finally go away, or you go to change it and you'll start lifting your downrigger up or pop it where it'll just start to flutter, and that's where they hit it.
So with that, it's, I know that's big lake fishing, summertime, otherwise, but... The whole idea there is that there's a presentation.
Yeah.
And the presentation makes everything.
Yep.
So
they look for a change.
Yeah.
Is what it seems like.
So don't just put your pole or drop your line in the water and just sit there.
Yep.
Move it up and down. But don't move fast for ice fishing. Slowly. Give it a little teeny, a little teeny jig, not a big one. Because the fish know that other things are not active either.
Yeah. And I think, you know, even if you really only have a chance to use one of these cameras in the summer, that kind of can better your odds all year long, knowing what they're kind of looking for. They're not looking for a bait that's just going straight.
Yeah, and that was my point of speaking about the camera. Not everybody's going to go out and buy a camera.
No. But
that, knowing that you have to move that bait a little
bit,
but don't move it fast and hard.
Yep.
Because when we're ice fishing, everything is lethargic. It's cold water. They're sitting in cold water. They're not going to be moving at great speeds.
Yep.
And the fish know that the bait isn't moving at great speed either, so it's not summertime jigging.
See, and I think that'd be fun to have that camera down in like a tip-up hole where you're fishing for pike and whatnot.
People have done that because I watched them on the outdoor shows.
I've seen it on the outdoor shows with spearing, the spearing holes, that they put the camera down in that.
Yeah.
But I think
I can't tell you if it was with a tip-up or not.
Yep.
I remember watching one video where the pike attacked the camera.
Oh, really?
That was sweet.
Yeah.
He's looking right down his throat as he comes up. Wham!
Yeah. Oh, that'd be neat. That'd be real neat.
That's why you got to replace your camera lens.
Well, that's why you use yours. No, that'd be neat.
Another time we went with somebody, we went and they had a Vexilar.
Yep.
And that Vexilar was pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a 360-degree dial. It shows by density of what it's seeing. Because it's a pulse, it's a sonar that returns. By the density of what it sees, it's giving you the yellow mark or the red mark.
Yep.
The yellow marks, if I remember right, is when you're lowering your jig head or your bait down into the hole.
Is it yellow or is it red?
I think the red is the fish. You're looking for the red.
See, and I've fished them. And as long as I'm next to a guy that knows what he's looking at, we're good to go. Me, I'm like, hey, look at that. There's fish moving every time I jig.
I could be wrong on the colors.
Yeah, anyways.
But I know it's got two different colors.
Yep.
And the one was you lowering it down. The other is the fish.
Yep.
So you drill your hole, you see a fish, or what you think is a fish. So then you lower your bait down. You watch your bait go.
Yep.
And it's showing you the depth on the dial. So think of it like the clock is just going the right direction, the hand is moving, as you're lowering down your bait. When you pull your bait up, the clock is going the other direction. Zero's at the top is where you start, and then it goes down around on that dial. Anyhow, you can lower your bait down till you're just above the red mark, and when you know it's a fish is when he bites onto your bait, and then you can just pull him up.
Yep.
And you don't have to pull him up fast. You don't have to go
They
down.
Really, really work, too. It's,
oh, they
it's
do?
Pretty impressive.
I was... And, in fact, that was the first time that my second son had ever gone ice fishing. We went with a friend, and we used that Vexilar. And we were on baseline?
Yeah,
based
down south.
Sound right?
Yep.
It's south of Swan.
Yep.
Wait, there's one other one that's on the County Line Road on the south side.
Is that the, what do they call it, Big Lake?
Ah, now I can't remember the name of it. It's not, it wasn't Baseline. Baseline's the one on the left side or the east side of M40.
M40. It?
Yeah, okay, this is the one that's between Swan and M40, just a little bit south of where Swan would be located. I can't remember right now, but it doesn't matter. We went out there. He knew where the weed beds were and all that other stuff. So, again, my son was out there drilling holes, staying warm.
Oh, yeah.
He drilled a lot of holes. So yeah. We just walked around with the Vexilar and put it in the holes. And like, oh, hey, let's try right here. I think there's a fish. So we dropped the line down. And, of course, you can watch your bait go in right there and sit there for just a minute. And he bites onto it. And you just kind of give it a little
hook
small,
set. Yep.
Little small hook set. And then we crank him up. And we got some really nice ones,
yeah.
Really nice, you know, hand-sized bodies.
Yep.
That we pulled up out of their crappie.
Yep.
And
oh, that's even better.
Yeah. There was a section of that ice from the launch where we parked to where we went to fish that did that freeze.
Crust layer, yeah.
Stuff, freeze on top, and I fell through.
Oh, yeah.
Not all the way through, but just through that first part, and I was like, whoa.
Yep.
Because yep. It had been years since I had been on the ice.
Yep. Nothing like going back to that.
Well, and I had been on the ice where I went through before.
Yeah.
And that's not fun. Not through to where I was, you know, under the ice and couldn't get out type of thing.
I think
and
that would stop me completely from ice fishing if I went through
oh, yeah.
And got lost underneath that hole.
I went through up to my, you know, my belly area and then could get back out.
What was that belly area? Does that stop you from going all
that's
the way
right,
through?
That's right. I filled in the hole. Stopped it.
It's like a bobber.
But the worst part is, once you get wet like that, you got to get those wet clothes off.
Oh, yeah.
You have to get those wet clothes off. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about your bait that you should use, and that'll be shortly here. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. Repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland at 616-748-9235 or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Holland's Original Gun and Knife Show. That's February 15th, 2014, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Holland Civic Center. And My Firearms ETS, educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot, 616-218-7328. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. We only have a few minutes, so we're going to go really fast about everything we talk about now for the rest of the show.
Boom.
No. Anyway, some of the bait that we should use when we get out there on the ice for ice fishing, Tim. I know we used wax worms before. Did we use spikes?
Yeah. The main ones right now are spikes, wax worms, and minnows. And
minnows,
spikes, and wax worms. I don't know because I haven't checked yet this year if mousies are tough to get or if there's any new laws on them, but mousies are usually pretty good, too.
That was the other one I couldn't think of, was the mousies.
I know 2 years ago I had a heck of a time getting mousies. Everybody
oh, really?
Wanted them. Yep. But then now your spikes, you've got your white ones, your red ones. I think they got them blue.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. They dye them all sorts of different colors. But my main sellers are waxies and spikes.
Do they glow in the dark, too?
I think they do have a neon one.
That where they inject them or something and make them colored?
Yeah.
Like squirting that stuff inside of a nightcrawler?
Nightcrawler, yep.
Now, do crawlers or redworms or anything like that work? On,
I've never used them, never carried them this time of year. I don't know. I would say no, but I don't know.
I've never heard of anybody doing that. But I'm not, you know, a big-time ice fisher.
Yeah. See, and I'm not a big-time... a panfish fisherman. I love fishing tip-ups. I just enjoy that.
Okay.
You know, I get to go set a tip-up and sit back and watch.
My son went along with somebody to go do tip-ups before.
Yep.
And they went and set the tip-ups. Then they went back and sat in the truck.
Watch for flags. Yeah.
Watch for flags. Honestly, he had fun because he went with a friend and the friend's dad. But he said, really, Dad, I don't know how anybody can just sit there and watch them things all day long.
Oh, see, and what we used to do when I was younger is we would take out fold-up picnic tables, those metal camping picnic tables.
Yep.
And you'd use that as a base camp, and you'd put that up and have your hot chocolate, and then there would be 6-8 of us. And then you would set tip-up lines straight, and we used to always fish Hamlin and a couple other lakes where you would have 20, 30 flags, you know, by 10:30 right. in the morning. And it was an all-out war to get to those things. It didn't matter if I was only 6 years old. These big guys were shoving me down.
Just to get to the tip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But then they would get there and wait for you to come, and then, you know, being the kid, then they let you fish it. That was some of my best ice fishing memories ever. That was so much fun for us.
Well, you know me. I have a tough time deer hunting because I can't sit.
Yep.
So to sit there and wait for a tip-up to tip up is like, oof.
Yeah. Well, see, we go on these.
If I'm looking through the ice with the Vexilar, I'm putting the camera down the hole.
Yeah.
I've got a line in there. I'm
playing with the minnows. See, and I'm the guy that we go up for like a guy's weekend up north or something, and we'll all get fishing, and I'll fish for about 20 minutes, and I'm bored of this. Jump on a quad or a snowmobile, and away I go. I find myself looking on the shore edges for deer tracks. Catch anything? Nope. Okay, I'll keep going.
What I should do when I go ice fishing is go on the small lakes that have woods around them.
Yep.
And I should take my ice fishing pole, my auger, but I should also take along my .22 or my shotgun and go squirrel hunting.
Yep.
Or rabbit hunting.
Oh, I agree.
On the shorelines.
I agree. See, I'm always on the snowmobiles or the quads just having fun. I'm still like a little kid. You put me on a quad, and I'll drive for a week.
I think we're probably both a little like a little kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
And now they make the – no, I'll be way off topic with that. We'll go back to ice fishing and bait.
Well, with the wax worms and the minnows and stuff.
Yep.
With the minnows, is it – because the minnows are going to be lethargic in the really cold water anyway. Mm-hmm. Can we use those minnows that come in the jar that have been – like pickled or whatever you call it?
You know, like the Gulp Alive and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of guys that I know still fish with those, but they still like those emerald shiners for this time of year.
Okay.
They fish them for their walleye and for their perch.
Uh-huh.
And they do pretty well. They really do. And that is a big seller throughout the winter. But I think spikes are probably number one, then wax worms.
Okay.
But everybody seems to buy a package of each. To make sure that they have them on the ice.
Well, yeah, because if they're not biting on something, they might bite on the other one.
Yep. And it with ice fishing, it can be fun because one little different thing that you do in the way that you jig compared to a guy sitting in a hole 6 inches from yours can make a difference. There's nothing like sitting, you know, shoulder to shoulder with somebody and they've got 19 and you have zero.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've heard of that happening a lot.
See, and I've seen it before where we've been literally 6 inches apart and I'm catching them all. He can't catch a single one. He drops his bait down in my hole, and he starts catching them, and I go to his, and I stop catching them. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah?
We'll see you February 15th at the Holland Gun and Knife Show, Holland Civic Center, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Talk to you again next week right here on The Outdoor Show.
Thanks for joining us this morning for the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorp, the outdoor show for the whole family. Today's show has been brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. If you missed today's show or you'd like to hear it again, go online for the podcast at WHTC.com and join us next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for the WHTC Outdoor Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.